And the only thing I really don't know much about their educational background. I know my mother said they, you know, for that time would be considered more educated.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I know my grandmother never went to school. It was right after the war between the states, and I've heard her talk about that people didn't have any money at that time, and so there would be like people who had taught school and stuff like that would come around and they would live with you for a year, and in return, have you ever heard this before? in return for having a place to live and literally food to eat, because things were so bad then they taught your children.
Mm-hmm.
So she and none of her brothers and sisters ever went to, her youngest brother did go to school and went to college, but none of the other children did. They were all
taught at home. Like a governess.
Because they always had tutors.
Mm-hmm.
And my great-grandfather was fortunate enough that he, well, actually, my great-grandfather, the one I said that was from the Thomasville area, actually they moved down from around Andersonville, Georgia, after the war.
Mm-hmm.
And cotton, this is my understanding of it, they lost everything there, and cotton was very valuable. And he bought this place in Thomasville and trade, and every year she says she can remember them taking cotton somewhere, probably it was 20 miles away, but you know, big trip. And because apparently she said Confederate money, instead of having a gold standard, had a cotton standard. And so cotton was very valuable, you know, things had been burned and they needed cotton. And so he paid for the place every year by taking cotton somewhere. But anyway, he was fortunate enough to be able to pick up and keep going where a lot of people weren't. Mm-hmm. And so they, you know, people would come and live with them,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
which I think is kind of mm-hmm. interesting. And so she learned to play the piano and even learned Latin and just kind of thing, mm-hmm. useless things, you know? So, anyway.
Okay, great. And they were all mostly of English descent?
Let's see, my mother's father would be mostly Welsh. Her mother, well, her name was Scott, so, you know, definitely Scotch. And my father would be Scotch-Irish. I am pretty much Scotch-Irish, English-Welsh. To my knowledge, I have no other. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you speak any other languages besides English?
Not really. Do you mean... Could I survive in a mm-hmm, foreign country?
Mm-hmm.
For how long, yeah.
Just as a...
I've had German in college.
Uh-huh.
No, but I mean, I can get along in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can get a place to sleep and food to eat. But beyond that, no. No, I do not speak
okay.
another language.
Yeah, I'm going to Germany this summer and
oh, are
really
you?
Have to brush up.
Have you had German?
I've had German, but...
How many years?
I had about 3 years of it. I had two.
But
I never got to the point where I was really very comfortable.